By remote, this is VOA News. Recapping our top stories, U.S. President Donald Trump said he will leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for President-elect Joe Biden by the December deadline. All states must certify their results before the Electoral College meets on December the 14th. Meantime, Trump announced that he will be traveling to the state of Georgia to rally supporters ahead of two Senate runoff elections that will determine which parties control the Senate. The White House said the rally for Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler will likely be held on December the 5th. One of the reasons Republicans have stood by Trump and his baseless claims of fraud has been to keep his loyal base energized ahead of those runoffs on January the 5th. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said he will not take a coronavirus vaccine, calling it his right. He made statements live on social media Thursday, adding that the Congress was not likely to require Brazilians to take a vaccine. The South American country has the second highest number of coronavirus deaths in the world. Bolsonaro has played down the seriousness of the pandemic, even after he caught the virus himself in July. Brazil's government has contracts in place for nearly 143 million vaccine doses with several companies, their main bet being the vaccine by AstraZeneca. Australia's second largest state, once the country's COVID-19 hotspot, said on Friday it has gone 28 days without detecting any new infections, a benchmark widely cited as eliminating the virus from the community. The state also has zero active cases after the last COVID-19 patient was discharged from the hospital this week, a far cry from August when Victoria recorded more than 700 cases in a single day and active infections totaled nearly 8,000. Authorities in Zimbabwe say rescuers are trying to reach at least 40 miners trapped underground after a shaft in an obsolete gold mine collapsed. Relatives of those trapped have kept vigil since the incident occurred late Wednesday in the town of Bindura, while north of the capital, Harare. The head of the Zimbabwe Miners Federation said Thursday that six miners were rescued and taken to the hospital, but their condition was not immediately made known. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is BOAnews.com, also on the BOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.